One, two, three.
Next on Fresh Air, we have an interview with the Duchess Cuntilda Cuntington of the Cuntington Cuntingtons.
Yes. Next on anti-Semitism, we have brought to you in part by the Eisenberg Foundation, Bobby Fischer.
Giving Jesse Eisenberg roles since 2007.
That's right.
On this episode of Liberal Racism, only we can deliver it.
We really need to help those people.
Dude, there needs to be more liberal racism.
Yeah.
Because it's
almost like an oxymoron.
You know what a liberal racist is? Someone who goes, oh, leave those blacks alone.
Yeah,
they can't help it. No,
it's the limousine liberals, right? It's like those really rich ones that are so condescending with helping out.
I love limousine liberals because it has an alliteration and it sounds like just so awesome.
Yeah, it does.
I would love to be a limousine.
That's a great name for a band. The Limousine Liberals, baby.
I'm like a greyhound liberal or something.
I'm a greyhound liberal.
I'm a shopping cart liberal.
I'm a shopping cart. Yep.
Now that means you're homeless or you're a cast.
You're homeless
and
you're not registered to vote.
Yep.
These shopping cart liberals, man. You know, collecting, recycling. That's cool.
Yeah. Now, like homeless people are really good for the environment. Like they pick up all the trash. And, you know, they go to the park and they dig a hole and they sleep at night and,
they're good for the economy, too, because they've actually formed their own currency using, Burger King napkins and tin foil.
That's one of the issues they want to,
I can't smoke any more weed, man.
No.
Of course not.
This isn't weed, this is hash.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Okay, this program's about to go off the rails.
And that's when things got really bad.
And I just roofied myself, actually, so this is going to be short.
Yeah.
I roofied myself once.
And well, there's another exciting episode of Roofie.
I woke up after I gave myself a hand job.
Yeah.
You never know where you're going to end up if you roofie yourself, man.
Yeah.
Whenever I roofie myself, I just look to the person I'm next to and I go, see you in the future.
And
I just
see you. Tell me what happens. I'll see you when I get there.
Oh, man.
So we got Alan Fitzgerald on the show.
Yes, Alan
big,
Fitzgerald.
Big comic.
A big, fat comic.
Big, fat comic. Big, fat, overweight comic.
Pre-diabetic comic.
On the fast track to diabetes, Alan Fitzgerald here on the Time Wasting Show.
Is that what it's called?
We call it, the Time Wasting Show.
That's truly what it is, too.
It is.
It is an utter and complete waste of time.
It is.
Yeah. We're trying to be honest to the listeners. You know?
Dude, I can't even imagine the circumstances where some big shot listens to this and go, we got to get these guys. Like, I can't even ever.
This guy just can't stop wasting our time. Time is money, and it needs to be wasted.
Like, I know kids who have podcasts, and they try to make it, like commercial almost. Like, they're trying to make it broaden. I'm like, dude, don't. Just make it good for your friends. For the love of God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I did a podcast with my buddy in Brooklyn, and it was called the Treasure Fingers Podcast. And he had the most ridiculous intro ever to a podcast. It was like, the Treasure Fingers Podcast. Like, he did it as ironically, but it was hilarious.
Because did it go on for a long time, too?
Yeah, it went on for 14 seconds.
It's amazing.
It was literally a whole entire war played out in audio form.
Yeah. Retreat, retreat! Surrender!
I gotta call my mom! Mom! Played out in the whole thing.
Yep.
Alan is a very funny comic from Massachusetts.
I'm okay. I have my moments.
Yeah, they come and go.
Yeah.
And we're glad to have him on the show. We had Corey on a couple weeks ago. Corey Tanchara.
He's great. I think we're going to see him tonight.
Yeah, he should be down at the spot.
He's a cool guy.
So this is basically the format of the show. It's we just talk shit. And then we go into skit.
We go into skits or songs.
Or something. And then,
you didn't prepare him for a skit, you son of a bitch.
No. We don't want you to have any idea when you come on the show. We just kind of fucking throw you into it.
Yeah, yeah.
And we really get into it. Even though it's a podcast, we do dress up.
Yeah, so make sure you put on the dress.
That's good.
That's a double XL.
What's all this lube for?
You know,
that's for the skit.
Yeah, that's.
Is sour apple martini lube really necessary for the skit?
Well, you it's like only, apple cider.
It's only the way we're going to get the proper smacking sound on the mic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Alan, you're going to get raped. Dude, you cool with that?
What if that happened and that's and that Big Shot heard that and went, dude, they're raping people on the radio. This is fucking gold.
Yeah.
Howard Stern can suck their dick. This is genius.
Help!
How is
help!
The smacking of lube and balls against ass.
Howard would never rape anyone for radio. These guys, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Howard Stern's beefing with us. These guys, they think they're more hardcore than me.
Now, hear me out here. We've done 7 focus groups, and people are raging about rape.
I won't do it. I'm better than that.
5 out of 10 people admit freely that they would if it was not illegal.
Yeah.
And you know what that is? That's half the people.
That's half the people. That's like 50%.
That's almost all the men.
Yes.
Apparently women are against this whole rape thing. But men...
any man who says he was raped just needs to get smacked immediately.
Dude, imagine being raped as a man. Like, being raped as a woman, bad, but it's like it's the same thing if they don't hit you. If they just hold you down, it's basically just having sex with some guy you don't want to have sex with.
Right, right.
But if you're a man...
I mean, most women do that throughout high school, so...
Oh, dude, it happens all the time. Do you know how many girls have banged me that just didn't want to? One. But that's not important. The number.
The number, yeah.
No, dude, but like a guy getting raped?
By like another dude or by a woman?
Oh, a woman. A woman.
See, wait, see, a woman?
Yeah, because like you have to get aroused, right? You can't just have like a flaccid...
No,
yeah.
No.
See, the man has the security system.
Yeah.
Because it, I mean...
Because if you pop a boner, then I guess you can't say you got raped, right?
I don't know.
Unless she tickled your balls just the way you liked it and there was no stopping getting the boner.
Or instead of giving you a roofie, they give you like a roofie and a like Viagra.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There you go. That was pretty much
the fucking...
But then she'd have to be like one...
But then she'd have to like drag this big like 200-pound dude like up the stairs and shit.
I don't know. The reason why women never rape, the reason why women never rape men is because they can get it anytime they want, pretty much.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Right, so they don't have to work for
they
it.
Don't understand. You can get it any time you want. We can't. We have to rape you.
That's the more you know. That's like a public service announcement. Hey, ready to go.
How sick do you think the rape things go? Like, do you think there are people that just like only rape midgets and clowns and stuff like that, and that's the only way they can get off?
Yeah.
I think over time you could become a sick, twisted pervert.
Like a clown. Imagine if you raped clowns, like.
This guy is always just lurking at Barnum and Bailey's.
Just cruising, slowly following the Barnum and Bailey train across America.
How the fuck did that guy end up in the fucking clown car? It's like all a bunch of clowns and there's one dude.
He raped 15 of them in there.
They tried to get out.
They didn't stand a chance.
He date raped all 15 of them. Met him at a bar, roofied them all. They all packed into his car.
Oh,
he just fucking raped him.
That'd be weird. Midgets raping midgets. I'm surprised I don't hear about more often because of how easy it would just be. Like,
I don't know, because they actually.
What are they going to pepper spray you in, like, the knee?
I know. Ow, that really stings.
I got a bacon grease burn. Ow.
Well, what they probably do is they'll cut you with one hand and then spray something in the other one. You know?
Yeah, it's almost a 2-man job.
So I don't know. I was checking out the news this week, and they had the Wall Street protesters. They call them the 99%ers, and they're out in Wall Street, and they're like protesting against Wall Street and all the douchebags that are stealing everybody's money.
Mm-hmm.
But they just had a case where someone was maced. So a cop maced a bunch of people, and I just thought it would be amazing if they just had 40 protesters that were all midgets. But they dress them up like children. So they're protesting and they look like children. So if the cops come and someone gets a photo op, it'll look like the police is beating children. And that would make the front page of every paper in America.
It's funny how like they have their own look too.
I'm just brainstorming here. I don't know. So
you know what we could do? We could just get black children. The cops will beat them up without them even doing anything.
You don't even have to dress them as anything. Just street clothes.
Yeah, the cops will start hitting them.
So there's like a group of people protesting, and there's just a bunch of like black people on the other side.
Yeah, just this.
So they're protesting, and they're not doing nothing. They just attack the fucking black group.
Yeah, they're there for a field trip. The bus stops. Yeah. They all get out, and the cops like, I hated the Cosby Show, and they just charge them holding batons.
Yeah, I was getting a sandwich. There's a protest going on or something. Cop beat the shit out of me. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, poor black people.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Oh, okay. I'll ask you a question. I get your thoughts on this.
Okay.
The Chinese space program.
Chinese space program. Dude, it's rough, man. No, it is.
I love how you just sounded like you worked on the rocket.
No, dude.
It's rough. All right, go ahead.
Dude, you look back at the whole America versus Russia thing, and we got on the moon first. China is going to get on Mars first. Okay?
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Is it really?
It's going to happen.
China's going to end up on the moon like next Thursday. They just started like this week.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Hey, everybody, we own the moon.
Hey,
it's just some guy karate kicking an American flag and putting the Chinese one. Yeah, fuck you. How's that sound? Huh?
And then he goes over to Buzz Aldrin's footprint, pees on it.
He puts his foot in the same footprint. It's like half the size.
How you like that, America? Suck on my little dick. I'm going to pee on the moon.
Oh, man.
Hey, look at me. Yeah. Pee it over the moon. Wow.
But if they get to Mars first, they can claim it, right, as a nation? They can just say.
I don't think so.
Well, it is the red planet, right?
Ba-boom, boom.
Hey, yo. By the way, tonight, fellas, 2-for-1 drinks.
Cha-ching, that's one.
The red planet. So you can't claim it?
I mean, did we claim the moon?
No, because it was shitty. It was like, I mean, there was no
dude, Mars
pool.
Isn't much better, just bigger.
Yeah, it's bigger. So
I don't know. I think
maybe the United States wants them to go to Mars so they can just move all the Asians out of the world.
So that'd be amazing. When we do start colonizing planets, is it going to be like countries will like have their own areas, or is it kind of some whole humans? Everybody.
It'll be the
it.
New colonialism. Like, I mean, when we sailed across the planet to go claim nations. Mm-hmm. Now, if we leave the planet, we'll claim.
You think so? We'll claim like whole planets.
Yeah, there'll be colonies of planets like from one.
Going
country.
To planet China,
dude, and we're gonna find some like intelligent life form, but it's like in like the cavemen phase in their evolution. We're just gonna fucking
kill them. They're all dead.
We're gonna kill, and then we're gonna introduce booze to them so they're always addicted to it.
Yeah, yeah. We're just gonna speed the process up so fast. Yeah, it's like, we didn't do it; they did it to themselves. We're like teaching them how to smoke.
Yeah.
No.
Hey, you know what? I know we did them bad, but we'll let them go to any college on our time.
They just have to get over here. If they can find a way to get to any one of our planets, they can go to college.
Any state school. We're not putting these fucking heathens in Harvard or anything, but if you want to go to UMass Boston, that's all right.
All right, man. We're going to go to one of the bits. We'll be back right after this.
The quote of the day is brought to you in part by Funyuns. They're fun, yeah.
See, computers are racist because they make them too hard to use. They need to make them easy like TV, so people in the community can have good jobs. Computers are made by whites and Chinese, and they don't like it when we try to get ahead.
Rakim, Oakland.
by the way, when Alan came into the studio, he was like, hey, man, I was on Google Images. And I was just looking up Jew on Google Images. And there's an image of a Jew that is
That's going to be Alan's album cover for his first CD.
Jews Lie and Have All the Money, the album.
And it is live.
It is the most miserly looking Jew live cartoon.
Live in Israel.
It looks like it was like in a political cartoon.
Just
like
anti-Semite search.
Like 1918.
Yeah, somebody who drew that did not have the best intentions.
Yeah, dude.
This was definitely on Hitler's table for a flag.
Yeah,
like it was one of the original designs. That with like a big circle and a line through it.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, anti-Semites are easily the most talented of all the racists. It's not even close.
It is.
I mean, come on. Marlon Brando, Mel Gibson.
I know. Mel Gibson makes the most amazing movies. I can't deny that.
Dude, you can tell where it comes from when you listen to him yell at his fucking...
You know where he's getting that energy from. He's in his trailer getting pumped up for the scene. Just, Jews, Jews. Dude, fucking Jew, no, fuck you!
I listened to that whole thing about 1,000 times, and he's the best at arguing with women ever. Like, ever get kind of cornered and you don't know where it's going. And, you know, imagine if every time she was about to try to pull something like that, you just went, shut up, cunt! Shut up, cunt. As soon as she tried something, man.
I want you to blow me!
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go down there and burn down the house, but first you're going to blow me!
That's awesome. I like, he had a plan. Like, did he write it down? Like, burn down the house. Then No. Get the blowjob, but then burn down the house.
This will show her.
It's a show, yeah.
Dude, that's all like one night too. Like he kept on hanging. Like they just.
I want to kill her, but I also want her to blow me.
Yeah.
All right, so I found this online. I don't know what the term is called, but it's. They literally have videos where they show them eating money.
That's awesome.
So, you think this will catch on with Jewish people?
No way.
That was, is money kosher? That's the question.
Hey-o,
is that second zinger?
Bam, 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 bam.
Dude, I went to this website to look at this money eating. Look at that, man. Look
God,
at that picture.
That's so fucked up.
It just says swag.
Eating swag. Money.
Shows a picture of Bruce Lee. That's
He was baller.
He was swag before. Swag was stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, fuck swag, right? Everybody? We're in agreement, so fucking swag.
Swag.
When I hear women saying, yeah, I got my swag on, I'm like, you're a woman, you know that, right?
Swag, of course,
I believe when a woman's in an argument and she says, suck my dick.
Yeah, that's actually, I've got arguments with women where that's come up.
It's like, you don't have a dick. Why don't
and then
you
I was like,
suck
wait a minute, you're a tranny? Why am I fighting you?
Yeah.
Get out of my home.
No, if they have a dick, it's okay if you hit them then.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Now imagine like you hit a woman and then you're like, oh, fuck, I'm so fucked. And then they find out it was a dude in drag and you're just like so happy.
Yeah.
Oh, she was a drag.
All right.
Thank God.
Ah, shit. I'm glad I closed my fist tightly.
Yeah. I'm going to use it on him again in just a second.
We have, have you been following the Republican debates or any of that stuff?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of the entertainment portion of politics.
Yeah.
Like, I'm watching MSNBC and Fox News, seeing polar opposites of how the day's going.
I just saw Jon Stewart, Bill O'Reilly was on the
Same
Daily
guy,
Show.
Pretty much.
Yeah, they're just the left, right. Well, they even hang out on shows together.
Oh, they love each other, man. They got a lot
of
respect.
Actually, fucking Bill O'Reilly did a good job last night.
He always does. You know what? I've noticed there's no home turf with those guys. Whenever Stewart does the O'Reilly Factor, it wipes the floor with him.
Yeah, they're always better at the away games.
Yeah.
They just let them have the fucking advantage.
I don't know. Maybe it's a respect thing, too. They have a lot of respect for each other, which is good. It's good.
It is good.
It's good, because I'm, you know.
But the fucking, like,
the people
running for president, though? Yeah.
Oh, so I've already made my pick. I like to make picks.
Mm-hmm.
Of the Oscars. I'm usually pretty good at that. I like to make picks of football games.
Yep.
It's also called gambling. And I made my pick for who I think is going to be the Republican nominee. Have you seen the guy Herman Cain?
Herman, really?
I'm picking Herman Cain.
That is strange. I'm hoping for Rick Perry. That would be funny as hell.
I think Michelle Bachmann would be hilarious as president.
Yeah, the gay husband, first lady husband.
Yeah, it's like still be the first lady. Yeah,
super excited about the new China patterns.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
He handles all the interior decorating.
Yes, he does.
She actually did an interview and she said about how her husband bought her dress for her the evening. Like her husband, she openly admitted that he went dress shopping for her.
Wow.
Super.
Dude, anybody who owns and runs like one of those getaways and
Pray the Gay Away?
Yeah, yeah. Any like yeah, confused yeah, yeah. young like you're gay.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I own it's a so what are they called? A camp. Like I run a camp for confused young men in a shed in my backyard.
Yeah, yeah. And, in my closet. I have a really big walk-in closet.
I just kind of take them in there, and it takes about an hour, but...
Yeah, I get the job done.
Yeah.
I mop the floor with them.
Hey, you guys. Are you guys with me on this one, that gay men just must fuck all the time? Because they're both men, you know, they're always both in the mood.
Yeah.
And that women, lesbians, probably fuck once, maybe twice a year, but each time it lasts 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's how
that's
it is.
Pretty.
I just picture like lesbians just being real angry about the situation.
What?
Just
why?
A lot of frustration. I don't know.
I picture them like
I never see them happy. I never see them happy. They always seem pissed off.
I picture them making love like really mellow, like not like when I jerk off to lesbians, like realness. I picture like one just like blowing like a tulip. Up and down the other one's fat, hairy body.
Listen to that. Buddy.
And then there's like a...
yeah, there's definitely...
There's an acoustic guitar involved yeah. in foreplay. And
yeah, there's this Audie DeFranco playing in the house.
Get the didgeridoo.
Yeah, that's the only reason why women's tennis is acceptable as a sport is because they moan every time they hit the ball.
Oh, it's kind of sexy, yeah.
It's a sexy sport to watch. It really
is.
Oh,
absolutely.
They're screaming, too.
Yeah. It's like they're sport fucking.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Shit. And Serena,
imagine like a deaf person, I mean a blind person listening to.
And Serena fucking... is the like the top bitch who just fucks all the other bitches.
Yeah. Oh yeah. She runs the fucking show. She's you know, the one that weighs like a dong.
I haven't thought of it. Maybe I'll jack off to female tennis one of these days instead of male tennis. No, you guys.
Yeah,
have,
it's always when they fight. What do you mean it's out? You're like, oh yeah. Come on, keep fighting.
A McEnroe, you beast.
ESPN Classic. He's like, yeah. Oh god, where's my lube?
I like to watch YouTube videos of McEnroe just fucking letting loose.
You guys ever jack off to something that isn't porn just for some reason you don't know? You're just like, you know, it's less dirty this way, I guess. You know, I've been jacking off. I jacked off to recently was this is a body workout lady. She does the hot abs thing. I
respect a nice pair. Nice,
was it an infomercial?
It's like it's bodyrocktv.com.
Oh, you watch it on like on demand.
I guess so. You can, but I just go to YouTube, and I'm just more comfortable jerking off in front of a computer for some reason. She's just like, ooh. Every time she lifts a weight, it's like,
oh, dude. She's blonde. She's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, man. They're 10-minute long videos. I've been there.
I don't ever get to 10 minutes. I mean, no, I can only get through two.
Jeez. I mean, they should just, like, porno should be, like, 30-second blocks or 2-minute blocks. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
How do those people get paid?
I don't think they get paid anymore.
They can't.
I think it's just...
Really?
I don't know. The amount of free porn that...
They have to get paid. You can't get a girl to get triple teamed.
Maybe it's like a...
I don't know. Maybe there's some
Wednesday?
Kind of
Wednesday?
Yeah, there's some kind of currency we don't know about. That,
yeah, it's called cocaine.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes,
hey, Sky, we want to do double penetration Wednesday. She's like... as long as we do it before my book club.
Yeah, exactly.
That's at 4. Like, yeah, we can sneak you in.
Somehow YouTube hits turn into... YouTube hits. But somehow fucking porn hits turn into blow. Like, how does that transfer into fucking cocaine?
Maybe it's like court ordered. Like, it's community service.
You know?
Why not? That'd be a great way to do it if she's really hot.
Yeah.
How about a horny young man?
Yeah.
How much you think they're getting paid now?
They're still probably getting paid a lot.
Yeah.
Because, like, they also do, like...
Because, I mean, they used to make all their money with DVDs, right?
Yep.
Some of them tour too. They go to strip clubs and
yep,
stuff.
Yep. And also there is
Jenna Jameson used to fucking
fake pussies.
Like, yeah, she would yeah. stick up. She would stick a lolly. Like she would go travel around. Like she was at Fox, the Foxy Lady. She would fucking take a lollipop, stick it up her, and give it to you, and sell it to you for $40, and people will buy
no,
it.
No, I saw Jenna Hayes do the exact same thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's like a routine. It was like
a pussy pop, and that's like I think a guy paid $200 for it.
That's like a comedian who sells like DVDs war. After the show. Like that's like they all do that, but like taking a lollipop, sticking up your twat, and selling it for $40. That's just fucking status quo.
That's a clean pussy pop right there.
Mm-hmm.
And like there must be like a preferred lollipop too, right? Like,
I mean,
they've been doing it for so long, you would probably figure out what's the best lollipop to stick up your fucking
like
hoo ha.
Porn stars' pussies are like are
probably
like
blow pop because it does have ridges like the Tootsie Pop.
Ah,
yeah, that's true. I mean, porn stars' pussies probably like they're like a car that's gone cross country like 5 times, but the owner always waxes it.
Keeps
yeah.
it in
you know what I mean? It's got tons of miles, but it looks good.
Gets
yeah.
an oil change
you know
when
mean?
It's supposed
yeah.
to. Douche
it's like,
it out.
Wow, was that like a '98 Corolla? Thing looks shiny as fuck. Yeah, yeah. Taking mm-hmm. it across. That's because a porn star's pussy. They're always cleaning that thing, maintaining it.
They
always on camera. There's close-ups. You know, they gotta be.
It's mm-hmm. just after a while they have to like old school Tara Patrick. And then now, like, there's just something about her. Like, she just doesn't have it no more. Anybody notice that? No? Just
Maybe you've gone through, like, 500 Tara Patrick scenes.
Yeah.
And now
yeah.
you're like, mm-hmm. you want to divorce her.
Yeah. It's enough. Yeah. Yeah, I haven't seen her in some time.
Didn't she quit?
Yeah, I think she's back. She broke up with her
oh, so now she's back again? Yeah, that's dude, I don't know if you guys have seen New Brianna Bank stuff, but it is
she got sloppy. But
she got
it.
Her titties are they're kind of weird.
She's in phase 3, I think, right?
What do you mean?
She had a boob job, and it was like it was a little off, and then she had them done again, like more teardrop. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
And she got like, a better, she upgraded her shit. You know what I mean?
It looks like that, like, you know, like...
But she always has the hottest fuck me face.
Oh,
and most,
dude,
almost
she
all
the,
of porno.
She sucks yeah, the best dick.
She had that, the best boob job?
I don't know if it's...
I was watching the AVN
Awards.
If
I gave away the award, I...
Yeah, the AVN Awards on Showtime. They broadcast it. And it was Tori Black, I think, won Best Blowjob.
That's ridiculous. That is absurd. That is absurd. That's so absurd. Like, I love Tori Black, but no.
No.
Sorry.
No, she's... they gotta... You know, it's all politics involved with the... AVN, because
the politics
who you
of
know.
The AVN.
What are you gonna do? You can't give it to Brianna Banks every fucking
it's
year.
It's who you blow. You know what I mean?
I personally, I know she's older now, but Jill Kelly, she
oh, wait, oh,
suck a dick.
Wow, yes, yeah. Jill Kelly was a shit.
She was.
We're gonna take a poll with the listeners. You can
wait,
email.
Someone listens to this.
Whoever's listening, yes.
Well, that's us, our idea. We're gonna
email. You can email the time wasting show, just timewastingshow@gmail.com, and tell us who you think gives the best blowjob.
Mm-hmm. And if you're a chick, we don't. This isn't all we talk about. This is just the podcast. Like,
this is what we do at podcast. We talk about, you know.
Yeah, it's normally, you know, talk politics, but men won't listen to that, so we got to go to porn.
Yeah, we talk sports. We talk porn and.
Mm-hmm.
I was taking a shit today with my smartphone, and I realized, how did I shit like 20 years ago? Do you know what I mean?
Like,
there's so much technology in the bathroom with me when I'm taking a dump.
So you think, like, if you didn't have your smartphone, you wouldn't know what to do in a bathroom?
Yeah.
No, I would just be bored as fuck. See, the thing, in a public bathroom, you have the wonderful messages that people leave, so that's, like, some kind of reading material.
Oh, it usually says something horrible about blacks, then Jews, then Obama's a Muslim... And then this chick, Tina, her name's always Tina, will blow you if you call her. Oh, yeah, it's great stuff.
Wait, what? Are we talking about taking a shit?
Kind of. Can I see your letter real quick?
I don't know. I think you guys have it.
That's right, viewers.
How much of your tasks do you normally get done on, like, taking a shit? Like, I usually...
What do you
like,
mean?
I'm pretty productive taking a shit.
Yeah, well, if you have a smartphone, you can, like,
it's funny that
bills.
We mentioned to women, like, we don't only talk about jerking off in the next... The next conversation.
Enough about
is,
the jerking off and blowjobs.
Shit.
Right, let's start. Yeah, we already have our pants down. Let's keep it going.
I usually take care of business. I get a lot of reading done. Tons of reading. I chew through books.
You see, I just like to focus on the dump itself.
It's very zen.
It is very
zen. That's like man zen right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the best, you know,
part something's of your day. Happening. Yeah, something's happening.
It's
you're being productive.
Circle. Circle of life.
It's when you're having your that's your quiet time, you know.
Yeah, when my dad used to go take a shit, he'd be gone for like 45 minutes. Like, there's no way he was sitting on that toilet for 45 minutes just dropping deuces for 45. You know how much shit would have to be inside?
I mean, your dad reasonably could have lined up like 8 lines of coke.
I don't know what the fuck he was doing there for 45 minutes. I just know he did not want to see us, and he wanted some time alone.
Yeah, man. It's
and,
an escape.
I think he hits
it's an
his
escape
zone.
Without saying, I want to get away from you people. Yeah. Going to the bathroom is always a reason. To...
Yeah, they take a shit and you just hang out there for a while, your pants down, reading something.
Bathrooms are for escaping your family.
Yep.
For that moment when you need when you're too high at a party and you need to catch yourself.
Oh,
you don't need to reel it in.
I so don't miss those days.
What, looking in the mirror and like, man, too
yeah,
much
like
acid,
so high
man.
In that awkward feeling at like
too
a party
acid.
And yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just yeah, that like acid.
That's why I don't smoke pot anymore in front of people. I just don't do it. I always get too high.
Yeah, you get noited out. Yeah,
I was like, what? Yes,
yes,
I'm better with that now. I don't give a fuck
now.
Some
social situations, man.
When you're young and you just have no clue about nothing.
It was opposite for me, man. When I used to love getting high because all I would do was laugh.
You used to have a good time.
I used to have a glorious time. I'd be in college right now if it hadn't been for pot. Be in grad school, but what are you gonna do?
Yeah, yeah.
So I was a good student before I found pot.
When I started smoking pot, I was with a lot of the hoodie kind of kids, and they would smoke weed. It was like a show, like how cool they are. So they would be blunts, and we were listening to Wu-Tang and smoking blunts. So we're like getting high like crack dealers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's not the right mood to be in. Like no one was laughing. Everybody was trying to act hard.
Yeah.
That's the shit part of Fall River.
And then you get paranoid too with that. Like everybody's acting badass, and you're starting annoyed out because you're stoned.
That was
too.
When I first got high. And then I finally made friends with the introspective, cool people that's fun to get high with.
Yeah, and you don't really fucking.
Oh yeah.
I'm just so glad I don't do that bugging out shit. Like
you know, what pisses me off the guy. You'll still run into this guy. He thinks his weed intake is so cool, and he's got such a great tolerance. He'll ask you after you smoked, like, "Do you high?" Yeah, I just smoked pot.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, I am high. Oh, I'm not. Oh, okay.
It's funny when you're fucked up on anything, you have to announce what you are. You know, I'm high, dude. I'm fucking really high. Like, dude, I am drunk as shit right now.
Yeah, people.
Or when
that.
You're fat, you have to say it to yourself all the time.
Man, I'm fucking fat,
dude. I do that all the time, dude. Like, it's probably like not a great characteristic to either. Like to sit next to someone, and as soon as there's like a 3-second silence, the first thing I do is, dude, look at how fucking fat I am.
Sorry, ridiculous. Dude. All day just talk about how fat you are.
Yeah, he just drags people into his loathing.
I'm just so fat.
He's like, yes, you think I'm funny. That's cool. So you go to school. Yeah, that's cool. I'm fat, huh?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't even have an excuse for
being
me
fat. Join me in my
be honest, I'm fat,
my loathing
right?
room.
Dude, I am like the type of fat, too, that is like, you know the type of fat God hates? You know?
Yeah.
That's sin?
Yeah.
Like, I have, like, the illest metabolism ever. I really do have a great metabolism.
Just,
like, I should weigh 500 pounds right now. But, like, I just love ribs. And I eat nothing but, like, meat and cheese.
Yeah.
You're like a man from Wisconsin.
Yeah, basically.
You know?
So I have a good metabolism, huh?
I have amazing metabolism. If I just, like, ate one salad a day... Like, I would be like Van Damme, age 28.
Age 28.
Oh, man.
I would take ballet and trick people into thinking it was karate. Fucking Belgian fruit.
Yeah.
Do something, Van Damme. I'm calling you out.
Yeah, I know. I'm doing a split in this pinnacle scene of the movie over two chairs.
What's he doing? It's karate. He's doing karate.
That's Cirque du Soleil,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I think, you know what? I think I could write and direct a sequel to Time Cop and make it a better movie.
I had a movie. It was gonna be
with a flip camera.
Yeah, with a flip camera. Just
with a flip camera.
So, do you think fat people will claim the word fat?
What do you mean?
As like our word?
Like the F word?
No. The whole.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like
what? Dude,
like any slur?
Anybody can do it now. Retarded people. You know, they took a word they can't even pronounce, like, of course, the N-word,
yep.
Which is nigger. Jews don't really care. Because Jews, I think, was the slur. And then they were like, you know what? Jews is good. It's just abbreviation. And you don't have to say Jewish person. Jews works.
It works.
Yeah, even like the Irish. Irish is like Mick.
Yeah.
It's but beautiful. It's like, yeah, it's pretty accurate because I know so many Micks, you know?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So. Or drunken Micks. Very accurate.
So I could see a PC campaign about the word fat.
Midgets.
How
are doing
children
it now.
Midget. You can't say midget.
You can't say midget.
Little people.
You could say it in front of them. They'll probably get your knee kicked or something.
Do you know what's funny? I wonder
how
they got
that. I think
they were
cool
passed.
With it for a while too, and then like other people
midget.
Who yeah. weren't midgets were like, "Do you like it when we call you that?" And then after a while, like, "No, I don't like it."
Yeah. See, we've been saying, but you, yeah, but you're so low. I mean, you're. The audible sounds you make below my knee. It's tough for me to know that you were upset.
Do you think they protested, but everyone was like, that's adorable. Because they had their little signs.
Yeah.
We're not leaving until you stop saying midget. Well, in that case, midget. Aw, midget.
A million midget march.
You guys think you could shake a midget to death like you can a baby?
I know. I think they'll put
you probably
up a fight,
could.
Man. They put up a fight.
Yeah, they'd probably be more rigid than a baby.
They get it. They understand. Yeah. They know what's going
fighting
on.
Back.
They know.
Well, I know, but if you could just... Do you think they would... You could... If you shook them... If you got past their, you know...
You got to where you had to be.
Napoleonic yeah. complex fighting style.
Okay.
And you did
so it's you and Peter Dinklage.
Yes, and I'm shaking Peter Dinklage. And he's like, I'm a respected actor, for Christ's sakes.
Like, shut up, I'm just listening for the crunch. Shake.
Peter Dinklage. Dude, he is an ill-ass actor, though. If you've ever seen him, he's amazing.
He's
dude.
Amazing, man. He's the Denzel Washington of midgets. He's pretty fucking amazing. He really is. He'll actually go in a scene and dominate a scene, and he's the smallest man in the room.
Oh, dude, I saw him, that Station Agent movie he was in. It's just too bad he can only... He can only play a midget.
Yeah, I know. It
nothing
sucks.
Else. He can't do anything.
Like, even if he wanted to do, like, a superhero movie, it would be like, what, an adorable superhero?
Yeah, I know.
No, aww. No, we'll make you look big. We'll make you look tall.
Oh, my God. What if they did that? Because they did it with Brad Pitt. They took his head and they made it for, like, Benjamin Button. What if they took Peter Dinklage and made, The Flash 2.
I think Dinklage.
But they have those features, you know. They, like,
yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Not to mention, Dinklage would have to drop a ton of coin to get that movie made. Wait a minute. Yeah. You're going to be The Flash?
You gotta How much you pay it out of pocket? I got that peanut Dinklage.
I don't know. Hold on a second. The merchandising could be adorable. Let's stop for a minute here. Gentlemen, please. At least hear him out.
Yeah.
I've already pictured the doll and my granddaughter would love it. All right, continue, Peter. All right, so I'm the Flash, and I'm sorry, you can't do
dude,
this.
He's got a great voice, too, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, It's not midgety, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's nothing like that. He's like, yes, listen to me. Listen to me.
Man.
Dude, if he wasn't a midget, dude, he'd be like Robert De Niro, like Hoffman. He'd be like,
I don't
that
even know
level.
What guy you're talking about. Who is he?
All right, I'm going to bring up Peter Dinklage right now.
Because I'm thinking of a few of them.
No, this guy is the man of the midget acting community.
Mm-hmm.
It's him and, like, what, Vern Troyer?
Vern Troyer. Life isn't working out too well for him.
He's a hell of a drinker.
Dude.
He could drink us all under the table.
No, he couldn't.
Yeah, he could.
Shut up.
Oh, no, yeah, I know who he is.
He looks like a midget Johnny Depp with, like, long hair.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Look at him.
Yeah, he's badass.
He's a badass actor, man.
I know, I think he could probably beat you up, Alan.
He has just different ranges of looks, though. He has the Peter Dinklage with the short hair and the scruff. he's down for business with that one. Like, he doesn't take no shit.
I hate to be drunk around that guy because I just crack so many midget jokes and he takes himself so seriously, as he should.
Oh, man.
What the fuck? I've seen him. What movie am I thinking of?
Well, there was the Station Agent. What else was he in? Elf. He was in Elf.
Oh, yeah, he was Elf. The badass boss in Elf. And he was on Nip Tuck in the one season
Boom.
I watched it.
That's all I needed. Yeah. Nip Tuck. Loved it. Not gay.
Dude, what is this American Horror Story show, anyways? You guys heard anything about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I heard
what
about
is it?
That.
I don't know. What is it?
Isn't it from the people who did Nip Tuck?
I don't know. I have
but it's
no
on,
idea.
It's not AMC.
It's on FX.
It's on FX.
Yeah. I've been going on for months telling Craig how much I hate True Blood. Because he watches it with his wife.
Oh, dude, I used to like True Blood in the beginning. It was kind of cool. But then they just started being like some guy... Like, they just kept on adding random creatures. Like, and it just got, like, too... Just, like, you know there's one guy who just went, all right, I got an idea. For the next season, wear panthers. Yeah. And you know some guy was just like, you, fuck you, Todd. Fucking wear panthers, really? Wear panthers? And the creator was like, fuck it, wear panthers.
Yeah.
Wear panthers? They didn't exist.
I can't stand the show. It's the worst show on TV. And they trick me in with tits.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, yeah, tits are coming.
There's something cute about that Sookie, though.
Yeah.
There's something.
Well, you know what? Last season, she was fucking naked, like, every episode. This season, I don't think she was naked once.
So
she was naked a few times.
I don't know. Every guy on that show does, like, does the Keanu in Point Break voice.
Oh, yeah, they overact. Everything's so like, bad. Yeah,
I'll be back. Just Sookie. Promise you wait for me.
Oh, Sookie!
Whatever fucking sound effects is bound to come in.
I fucking love the show. I'm gonna keep watching.
Go ahead.
I thought the season was great.
What the fuck's that really evil vampire's name that got out? He was in the concrete.
I don't fucking know, man.
Oh, at the end of the season?
At the end of the season. What the fuck's
That's a really good actor, dude. That dude was in like Michael Clayton. And
yeah, he's a really good actor.
How do they fool him into that mess?
I don't know.
They call money. Yeah,
it was money,
yeah.
It was like, didn't like Sean Connery get offered the role of Gandalf with like a 15% interest in like the old role?
Really?
Yeah.
And he turned it down?
Yeah.
And they did the value and it would come out to something like $2 billion that he passed up. they were going to give him like 15% of the gross. It was like some ridiculous deal. And he turned it down. He's like, wizards. Fuck you.
I'm not coming back.
They offered him the Matrix too, somewhere, and he passed on that.
Really? So fucking Keanu Reeves took the lead?
No, actually, he took...
Neo?
Will Smith was actually going to originally be Neo in the Matrix.
I know.
I mean, imagine passing on the Matrix and still being the biggest movie star in the world. That's gotta be an ego boost.
I know.
Do you think the Matrix would have been as good if Will Smith was in it?
Well, no one could have replaced Keanu Reeves.
Irreplaceable.
Why did I feel like he did fit the role, though?
He did fit the role. The reason why he fit the role because the dumb Keanu programmer who answers the phone at his job is the real Keanu Reeves. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's like his real... So in the beginning, it was like, all right, just act you're at work and this guy calls you and tells you.
Morpheus?
The whole like... Okay, I'll go. And he sees like the white rabbit and shit. Mm-hmm. That's actually Keanu Reeves.
Keanu.
So, Mark Wahlberg did the same thing as the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, pretty much, right? Shitty hip-hop.
Yeah.
And then slipped in through the back door to Hollywood.
One of the most respected actors, too, around.
I know. So you can literally have a lyric that says, come on, swang it, and then 15 years later be sitting beside Martin Scorsese at the Oscars.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, literally, Good Vibrations taking off his shirt at the Rock and Jock B-Ball Jam in, like, MTV in 1991. And, like, and then, you know, fast forward 15 years and he's with Scorsese.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. And if anything, you would have thought Donnie would have made it big as an actor.
He had the bigger head start, right?
No, not Mark. It's just Donnie.
It's Arthur. Ever met Arthur Wahlberg? Holy shit. If you ever meet a guy named Arthur Wahlberg... Call him Mr. Wahlberg. He'll punch you in the face.
That's a tip from Alan Fitzgerald on the Time Wasting Show.
I'm my own man.
Yeah, exactly.
You were construction, Arthur, huh?
All right, we're going to take off because you guys have that.
Aren't you coming?
Yeah, I'm going to come with you guys. All right, so thank you, man, so much for coming on the show.
Oh, dude, it was a blast.
So we'll definitely have you back, man, if you want to do this
again.
Yeah. So we're gonna leave out with a song, and we'll catch you next week.
All right.
All right, see ya.
Do this every week?
Try it.
Probably once in 2 weeks.